Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 3, 1805. Choosing between two rivers. Having arrived at the confluence of the Missouri and the river they eventually named the Marias, the captains begin the process of determining which is the Missouri. This takes several days of exploration and skillful analysis. In fact, the Corps stays in camp at the junction of the river until June 12. The Indians at Fort Mandan had not mentioned this river, and the confluence is a surprise to the captains. Clark writes,
"We formed a camp on the point in the junction of the two rivers, and dispatched a canoe and three men up each river to examine and find, if possible, which is the most probable branch, the left fork, which is the largest, we are doubtful of. The Indians do not mention any river falling in on the right in this part of the Missouri. The Scolding River, if there is such a one, would have fallen in below, agreeable to their accounts. We also dispatched men in different directions by land to a mountain covered with snow to the south, and other up each river. Captain Lewis and myself walked out and ascended the hill in the point, observed a level open country to the foot of the mountains which lie south of this, also a river which falls into the right-hand fork about 1.5 miles above its mouth on the larboard side. This little river discharges a great deal of water and contains as much cotton timber on its sides as either of the others. We had a meridian altitude, and the latitude produced was 47 degrees, 24 minutes, and 12 seconds north. The after part of the day proved cloudy. We measured each river and found the one to the right hand 200 yards wide of water, and the left-hand fork 372 yards wide and rapid. The right-hand fork falling, the other at a stand and clear. The right fork and the river which fall into it is colored and a little muddy. Several men complain of their feet being sore in walking in the sand and their being cut by the stones. They, to be sure, have had a bad time of it, obliged to walk on shore and haul the rope, and 9/10 of their time barefooted. In the evening late, the canoes returned, and the men informed us that they had ascended some miles by water, and left their canoes and walked on land the greater part of the day, their accounts by no means satisfactory. Captain William Clark, June 3, 1805.
The captains, undecided about which river to follow, continued the exploration by sending Sergeant Pryor up the right-hand fork and Sergeant Gass up the left-hand fork, each with instructions to record their courses. Joseph Fields was also sent up the left fork. The information brought back by those parties was not sufficient for the captains to make a decision as to which was the Missouri River, so they determined to explore these rivers themselves. Monday, Lewis convinced.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.